KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy and 68 degrees in Atlantic. We look for scattered showers and thunderstorms through midday and cloudy skies otherwise, a high around 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In state news, President Obama's Midwestern tour is offering a mix of offense and defense that signals both his governing approach for the remainder of his term and the evolution of a campaign message for his re-election bid. Obama is using the reach of his office to build public pressure on Republicans to move his way on economic and fiscal policies, to counterpunch against the GOP presidential field, and to argue for his presidency with independent voters and Democrats alike. Today, the second day of a three-day trip, he is to promote rural economic policies among a series of remedies he's pushing to fire up anemic job growth. Obama is encouraging his audiences to demand that members of Congress act or else be voted out of office. News time is 9:02.
Had an accident, but you're afraid to turn in a claim because your rates will go up? This is Brent Wollenhouse from United Group Insurance. With Accident Forgiveness, a new upgrade from Allied Insurance, you don't have to worry about your rates going up. Allied will forgive an accident, even if it's your fault, once every 3 years. Not only is it forgiven, it is forgotten. Have questions? Call me, your Allied agent in Griswold. United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust.
It's not my fault. How many times have you heard it as you dole out the punishment? Ever felt that yourself? Like when you get pulled over and receive a ticket on your way to an important meeting across town? Or you're running late? Or you just meet a cop having a bad day? This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance with some good news. It's minor violation forgiveness, part of the On Your Side rewards from Allied Insurance. Mistakes happen. Wouldn't it be great to get a break when you really need it? Call me today, your Allied Insurance agent in Atlantic. United Group Insurance. People you know, people you trust.
Authorities yesterday evening released the names of two people who died in the crash of a small plane near the Des Moines River. The Des Moines Register reports the state medical examiner's office on Monday said that Timothy Griffith and Kendall Bells died in Saturday's crash near Madrid. The pair died of multiple blunt force injuries. No other information about them, including their hometowns, was released. The vintage World War II plane, which was refurbished from the Iowa Aviation Museum in Greenfield, went down in a remote area that was only accessible by boat or helicopter. The plane took down some high-powered transmission lines when it crashed. The FAA is investigating. Smoldering barbecue remnants in a trash bin are being blamed for starting a fire that damaged a Johnston home this week. Johnston firefighters responded to the blaze early Monday morning. Fire officials say smoke detectors in the home alerted the family of three, which escaped safely with their two pets. Investigators believe the fire started because of a barbecue remnants that were left in a trash bin placed against a garage wall. The fire spread from the garage to the home's attic, and damage was estimated at $25,000. Funeral services will be held Friday for a Navy SEAL from Iowa who is among the Americans who died aboard a downed helicopter in Afghanistan. Services for 35-year-old U.S. Navy Petty Officer John Tummelson of Rockford are scheduled for 10 a.m. Friday at the Rudford Marble Rock Community School in Rockford. Burial will be at the Riverside Cemetery in Rockford. 38 Americans and 8 Afghans were killed August the 6th with a rocket-propelled grenade fired by a Taliban insurgent down their Chinook helicopter en route to a combat mission. Tummelson joined the Navy after graduating from high school in Rockford in 1995. A brother and sister from Corwith who spent more than 2 hours in the air when their thrill ride malfunctioned say they'll be content with more sedate action for the rest of their visit to the Iowa State Fair in Des Moines. 23-year-old Jenny Studer and her brother, 17-year-old Derek, weren't hurt when the ejection seat ride malfunctioned Monday afternoon. Jenny Studer said she saw a part come off at the end of their ride, and she says that's when she knew something was wrong. A fair spokeswoman said that when the Studer's ride was over, safety systems engaged and prevented their seat from returning to the ground, and a crane was eventually brought in to help get them down. The ride, meanwhile, is being examined and will be shut down until the malfunction can be determined and the problem fixed. Plans to build a safe room at a Mason City school complex have been approved by the Federal Emergency Management Agency. The $2.4 million project could begin this fall once bids have been approved. Completion is expected by the start of the next school year. The district was told last November that federal funds have been approved to help build the room. The multi-purpose safe room will be built as part of an addition to the John Adams Middle School and Mason City High School complex. Superintendent Anita Michich said that the safe room could shelter anywhere from 1,700 to 1,800 people in the event of an emergency, and it will double as a performance space. The room will be built between the two schools at the complex. A Dubuque woman charged in the death of her toddler daughter has pleaded guilty to 6 charges, including child endangerment resulting in death and desecration of a corpse. Tamelia Harris pleaded guilty Monday at the Delaware County Courthouse in Manchester. She was sentenced to 78 years in prison. Harris had been charged with first-degree murder in the death of her 20-month-old daughter, Cecilia. Harris had been jailed since July of 2010 when police began looking for the child. They later found the remains of a small child in Harris's backyard. Yesterday's hearing was held in Manchester because the judge presiding over the case was previously scheduled to hold court in Delaware County. Linn County is considering banning diving from some bridges as videos of thrill seekers show up online. County supervisors agreed on Monday to review a proposal from Sheriff Brian Gardner to prohibit jumping or diving from publicly owned bridges or culverts or swimming in posted no-swimming areas. Gardner says interest may be spurred by videos being posted on YouTube and other sites. The sheriff says the water is murky, the current is strong, and it's just dangerous. A new ordinance would give deputies and conservation officers the legal authority to arrest those diving or swimming in areas where bans are posted. Violators could face up to a $625 fine and up to 30 days in jail, or $100 in community service for those under the age of 18. Des Moines school board members are expected to vote on whether to give Superintendent Nancy Sebring a $200,000 bonus if she keeps her job for another 5 years. The contract also would pay Sebring any pay and benefits owed to her in the remainder of those 5 years if she's fired, unless it's for just cause. The contract doesn't define just cause, though. And the contract just doesn't change Sebring's annual salary of $206,178. The 7-member board is to take up the contract today. The 56-year-old Sebring came to Des Moines in 2006. Des Moines is Iowa's largest school district with about 32,000 students. A fire over the weekend at an office trailer in a separate storage facility owned by the Council Bluffs Community School District has been deemed suspicious in nature. The fire on the property located near the Wilson Middle School in the City of Council Bluffs-owned Pirate Cove Water Park was reported at around 3:30 a.m. Sunday. Council Bluffs Fire Marshal's Office Investigator Dan Bush said the fire started in an office trailer. The flames also damaged equipment and supplies in a nearby storage shed. School district officials estimate the damages are more than $100,000. Bush said that while the cause of the fire is under investigation, it does appear rather suspicious in nature. He said they're asking the community for any information they may have with regard to that blaze, and a $15,000 reward is available through the arson hotline at 800-532-1549. Atlantic police said yesterday 2 Atlantic residents were arrested Sunday. 37-year-old Christopher Brown was charged with OWI, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia. 22-year-old Brittany Sampson was arrested on a Cass County warrant for willful injury causing serious injury. And on Saturday, 27-year-old Travis Sanbothy of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for willful injury causing serious injury. All three of those individuals were booked into the Cass County Jail. The Audubon County Sheriff's Department reported Monday an Exira man had been arrested Saturday night on an OWI charge. 41-year-old Sean Joseph Riddle was charged with second offense OWI following a traffic stop at around 9 p.m. Saturday. Riddle was brought to the Audubon County Jail, posted bond, and was released. He'll appear in court this Thursday. And police in Lenox report a Corning man was arrested Saturday on a couple of charges. 56-year-old Jeff E. Mendenhall was taken into custody at around 11:40 p.m. on charges of speeding and OWI second offense. Mendenhall was transported to the Taylor County Jail and held pending a court appearance. Taking a look this hour at our world headlines, Fitch Ratings says it will keep the U.S. debt rating at its highest grade, and that's AAA. It also says its outlook on the U.S. ratings is stable. Standard & Poor's, you may recall, set off a tempest in the stock market last week after it downgraded part of the U.S. debt rating to its second highest grade. There is some encouraging news today about manufacturing. The Fed Reserve said July was a busy month for U.S. automakers, and that lifted factory output by more than 0.5%, the most since the March earthquake in Japan disrupted supply chains. Overall, industrial production jumped 0.9%, the biggest increase this year. After 3 straight positive sessions, stocks have fallen early this morning on Wall Street trading. Economic worries are overshadowing strong profit reports from blue-chip U.S. companies. One concern is a report that Germany's economy stalled last quarter, dragging down growth for Europe. Yacht racing officials say the former chairman of United Technologies Corporation is among 21 people who are rescued after his yacht capsized off the coast of Ireland. George David was in the water for 2.5 hours before being rescued, along with his partner, Wendy Touton, who was treated for hypothermia. And a man accused of breaking into a home in Australia and chaining a fake bomb to a teenager's neck has a court appearance this morning in Kentucky. Paul Peters, an Australian citizen, was arrested by an FBI SWAT team yesterday in suburban Louisville, Kentucky. He's wanted in Australia on charges that include kidnapping. The 18-year-old victim spent 10 hours chained to the device before a bomb squad freed her. News time is 9/11.
This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance. How many times has your insurance agent offered you $100 savings right off the bat?
How does that work?
Glad you asked. When you sign up for Vanishing Deductible from Allied Insurance, you'll get a $100 credit on your deductible immediately. Then, every year you go without having a claim, we'll take another $100 off, up to $500 total. So, if you have a $500 deductible, at the end of 5 years, your deductible is zero, and it stays that way until you have a claim.
But then what?
Again, I'm glad you asked. After the first claim, if you happen to have another claim, your deductible will be at the original $500. But every year you go without another claim, your deductible starts vanishing again by $100 per year up to $500. So if you're paying higher premiums in order to carry a smaller deductible, now would be a good time to call me. I'll show you this and many other ways you might save with a policy from Allied Insurance. Because, like Allied Insurance, I'm on your side. United Group Insurance. People you know. People you trust.
In our funeral announcements, 85-year-old Liberta Livingston of Atlantic died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Liberta Livingston will be today at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. 54-year-old Sarah Jesperson of Atlantic died Friday at the Cass County Hospice Center. Funeral services for Sarah Jesperson will be this morning at 10:30. At the United Church of Christ in Atlantic, Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. 85-year-old Raymond Knopp of Atlantic died Friday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Raymond Knopp will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home has the arrangements. 84-year-old Mina Schmeling of Atlantic died Friday at her home. Funeral services for Mina Schmeling will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. 95-year-old Edward Hansen of Harlan died Sunday at the Elmcrest Assisted Living Facility in Harlan. Funeral services for Edward Hansen will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Jacksonville. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. 51-year-old Alan Brown of Cumberland died yesterday at the Cass County Hospice Center. Services for Alan Brown will be this Friday at 10:30 at the Cumberland Community Center. Roland Funeral Home has arrangements. 83-year-old Maureen Davis of Bayard died Sunday at the Guthrie County Hospital. A massive Christian burial service for Maureen Davis will be on August 27th at 11 a.m. at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Bayard. Odie Funeral Home in Bayard has arrangements. And 85-year-old Evelyn D. Sparger of Oneida died Monday at the Colonial Manor. Funeral services for Evelyn Sparger are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Oneida. Our news was brought to you by United Group Insurance. There are people you know and people you trust. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.